Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. We are here to pack a powerful punch of beauty science and wellness wisdom into just a few short minutes today. So today's topic is something I have really been emphasizing more and more in my clinical practice, and I truly believe this is one of the most underrated beauty tips that you can have in your beauty game. And what is it? Protein. Protein is one of the most underrated beauty nutrients in the game. If you're someone who's investing in your skin, your face, your overall longevity, your collagen growth, I know, like so many of you listening, that I am, and this episode is especially for you. You might be booking treatments like lasers, Botox, biostimulators like Sculptra or Radiesse, or using really high performance skincare, nucleotides, and salmon sperm. But here's the truth. If your body does not have the right internal building blocks, your aesthetic results will never reach their full potential. You can get lots of collagen stimulators going, but if you don't take the proper amount of protein, the proper amount of amino acids, branched chain amino acids, you cannot build collagen. And so your results won't reach their full potential. That's where protein comes in. And what exactly is protein doing for your beauty? Protein's responsible for building and repairing every tissue in your body, whether it's skin, muscles, hair, nails, even your hormones, even your enzymes. These are all composed of protein. And the scaffolding proteins that keep you firm, lifted, and resilient are your collagen and your elastin. And these are the products that we need to grow a lot of to maintain our skin health. As we age, our natural innate collagen and elastin breaks down and we need to rebuild. If you've noticed sagging, thinning, loss of definition, skin laxity, these are signs that your collagen is depleting. And protein becomes your first line of defense. So let's go deeper into the science. Now, animal-based proteins like eggs, salmon, turkey, lean beef, these are what we call complete proteins. They contain all 9 essential amino acids that your body cannot make on its own. So these amino acids, especially leucine, are incredibly important for muscle retention, wound healing, post-treatment recovery. Think like lasers, microneedling, threads, injectables. These are the animal-based complete proteins. On the other side, you have plant-based proteins like quinoa, lentils, beans, nuts. I love you vegans, but these proteins are typically incomplete. That means they may be missing one or more essential amino acids. And that doesn't mean they're inferior. It just means you need to combine them really strategically. So a well-balanced plant-based diet can absolutely support your beauty and aging gracefully, but it does take a lot of planning and diversity in your diet to get the full amino acid profile that your skin and your body need. So let's start with how much protein do you actually need? If you've been following old school guidelines, it's listed as 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. That is simply, in my opinion, not enough for optimal beauty and function. That is the amount to prevent a deficiency or starvation. That is not a thriving amount. And my recommendations, especially women over 40, patients on GLP-1 shots like semaglutide or Ozempic, or those recovering from surgery, I recommend your intake closer to 1.2 to 2 grams per kilogram of body weight of protein. And let's translate that. For a 140-pound woman, that's about 90 to 120 grams of protein per day. And you can't just dump it into one big meal. Your body can use protein sporadically throughout the day, and I recommend protein pacing. That's spreading your intake evenly with about 30 grams per meal. That keeps blood sugar steady, prevents craving, supports constant collagen remodeling and tissue repair, and it's just frankly easier. It's not so easy to eat 100 grams of protein a day. You might think you got this, but you truly have to work on it. Now, what is important about this, and especially relevant to my clientele, my beautiful, intelligent men and women who walk into my Pasadena clinic, many of you are doing the hard work. You're investing in treatments. You're trusting advanced medical grade, my skincare. You're biohacking your body with supplements, IVs, peptides. But if you're under consuming protein, and I see this a lot in women who are trying to lose weight or eat light, then you're unintentionally sabotaging your purpose, your progress, you know, all your results. Your fillers won't hold as long. Your collagen stimulators won't work as well. Laser results won't pop. And you may have dullness and adult dehydration, and just instead of radiant, supported skin, you will look a little bit chronically exhausted. So here's something that I tell my VIPs. Your injectable outcomes are only as good as the skin that we are injecting into, and that skin is made of protein. So it's so important to provide your body the raw building blocks. You can't build a house without bricks, and collagen peptides are derived from amino acids. Lysine, glycine, proline, you know, all of these amino acids that are available when you eat complete animal proteins. In women going through perimenopause or menopause, when your hormone shifts naturally cause collagen decline and muscle loss, protein becomes even more critical. So it counteracts sarcopenia, preserves your metabolism, keeps you with good posture, balance. I think your skeletal system, definitely your muscular system, needs protein for maintenance. And creatine, be sure you're taking some creatine every day to maintain muscle mass. So let's start by evaluating your current protein intake. Are you prioritizing high quality sources of protein? Can you swap your breakfast carbs for protein forward? Do what I do. I add my collagen powder every single day, these collagen peptides in my coffee. And also even in a midday smoothie, they make a huge difference. And so that's my prescription for this week, is do the small steps, find a little point of change that you can make into a habit that you do repeatedly. Habit stack, you have coffee every day, just add that collagen peptide right in there and think about protein, protein, protein. This is your prescription for skincare from the inside out. That's it for now, guys. Remember, it's powerful, it's regenerative, it's completely within your control. Do not become one of those people who shrivels away and tries to become smaller and smaller. Make yourself big and strong and healthy for this next decade of your life, and think about protein. If you love this episode, guys, please take a second to share it with a friend who's into beauty or longevity. Tag me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K and tell me all about your protein intake and how you're fixing it. And don't forget to check out my skincare line, Katie Skin, where we have the best in collagen stimulators, including my Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. And love, love, love my Diamond Line Refine. It's a Retin-A for beginners, and we have our stronger one, which is great for people who are on advanced Retin-As. And most important from this episode is collagen peptides. Try my collagen powder. I definitely take it every single day. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me here on Tuesdays for a longer podcast, and every Friday as a 5-Minute Friday. Stay beautiful.